Where are you going? There's good news.
It's time again for Donald
Trump.
Theater.
No one knows what is up or down.
Black
or white.
Legal
or
impeachable.
Everything is make believe in Donald
Trump.
Theater.
So let's
pull
the
curtain
back.
We are controlling transmission. If we wish to make it louder, we will bring up the volume. We can change the focus to a soft blur.
You're moving into a land of both shadow and substance, of things and ideas. You've just crossed over into...
The things that this show has called him, this approach is, I guess it's kind of like we're living in the Twilight Zone.
You walk into this room at your own risk, because it leads to the future. Not a future that will be, but one that might be. But like every one of the superstates that preceded it, it has one iron rule. Logic is an enemy and truth is a menace.
Truth isn't truth.
I hear it's fake news, but maybe it is, maybe it isn't.
I think it's fake news, okay? Now, would I do that? Absolutely.
Thanks so much for joining us. And I want to start by playing a little of what you've told me on the question of President Trump and collusion. Listen to this.
Is there any doubt in my mind that he colluded with Russia? I don't know. Do George and Kellyanne sleep in the same bed? No. Wolf, the answer is no. There's no doubt. It's Mueller time, mother. Lock him up. Lock him up.
Impeach!
So as you know, according to the special counsel, Robert Mueller, the investigation did not establish that members of the Trump campaign conspired or coordinated with the Russian government. Are you ready to accept that conclusion from Robert Mueller?
100%, Wolf. This is only good news for the country. And I am here today to say that I am ready to leave this behind us and move on without some big song and dance. Excuse me.
OMG, he's reached a conclusion. Holy shit. I'm sorry to curse, bitch. Thankfully, there's been no collusion, so why don't I feel better yet? In fact, I feel worse.
The Mueller report now turned in. Robert Mueller's work is over.
It's lasted 22 months. It's no wonder we're stressed. Wish we could just let it go. The things that we learned are not what we guessed. And as for the rest, we may never know.
How much, if anything, will America get to see?
I've got those. Yay, it's finally over. Wait, it's only just beginning. Blues. Those damn you, Robert Mueller. I mean, thank you for your service. Feelings. Those, give me that report. Now throw this trash in the bin. Congratulations, Hannity. But wait, what'd you win? Those, what about obstruction? Here comes Rudy Giuliani. Feelings. Those, is it really over? Can we still indict Ivanka? Blues.
Robert Mueller has delivered his report, but the political fight over it is just beginning.
Repeatedly, he stated,
no collusion.
He said, I guess that he was right.
Are there any Russians here tonight?
Is he exonerated?
Total exoneration.
Technically, not quite.
Mueller stopping short of exonerating the president.
His comments were off color.
And we kicked their ass.
He'd constantly deny.
No collusion.
No collusion.
No collusion.
No collusion.
And slander Mr. Mueller.
But the entire thing has been a witch hunt.
Now look who's his favorite guy. He's got those. Maybe if I hadn't been so shady in the first place. Blues.
Russia, if you're listening.
Those LOL, I told you so. Oh God, that was a close one. Feelings. Those, I'm so smart, I knew it was a hoax and a hunt. Now I'll play the victim till I get what I want. That I should be more honest, but it's not what Daddy taught me. Feelings. Those, no, I haven't read it. Time for celebrations. How is it your business what I do with foreign nations? Hope they just forget those other 12 investigations. Blues.
Well, 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 look at you with no convictions. I tell you, it's a great day to be an American. I mean, Donald Trump, Jesse Smollett, you in that pink blouse, people are getting away with murder around here. Sarah, Will we ever see the full report?
I think that the president is doing exactly what he should, and that's leaving that decision into the hands of the attorney general.
Well, is it wrong for the president to claim this is a total exoneration when the attorney general's letter clearly says it's not?
It is. It is a complete and total exoneration, and here's why.
You are really feeling yourself today.
Because the special counsel, they said they couldn't make a decision one way or the other. The way the process works is then they leave that up to the attorney general.
Got those. Nancy, go and get them. Never mind, girl, I'm exhausted. Blues.
Mueller blues.
Those are what the hell is Comey doing standing in a forest?
Feelings.
Those, bartender, we're gonna need to refill my cup. And since there's no collusion, could you make something up? And why does Devin's cow have way more followers than I do? Feelings. Those, is it over? What just happened? Can't we just arrest Ivanka? Where's the rest? I gotta see it. Give it to me. I don't want it. Yes, no. Black, white, red, blue, left, right. Thank you. Go away now. Please don't leave me, Robert Mueller.
Major victory for President to investigation. President obstructed justice.
No collusion.
Impeach!
Former special counsel Robert Mueller is being told what he can and can't talk about in his highly anticipated congressional testimony tomorrow. The Justice Department sent Mr. Mueller a letter yesterday telling him to stick to the boundaries of his 448-page Russia report.
Okay, settle down, settle down. As you know, the Justice Department has laid down specific guidelines for the Mueller testimony. He can say all the words in his report, just not in their correct order. Also, at the request of the White House, we've added a few additional limitations. During Mueller's testimony, any Republican committee member will be allowed to operate an industrial margarita maker. Olay. For every question Mr. Mueller answers, he must add one marshmallow to his mouth. And speak through a box fan. Also, anything regarding Russian interference must be sung to the tune of Love Shack. For instance, they met Don Jr. at the top of Trump Tower. Finally, Mueller's entire hearing will be accompanied by the Secretary of Slide Whistles. Example, Trump said, "Oh my God, this is terrible. This is the end of my presidency. I'm..."
I therefore will not be able to answer questions about certain areas that I know are of public interest. For example, I am unable to address questions about the opening of the FBI's Russia investigation, which occurred months before my appointment, or matters related to the so-called Steele dossier.
Special Counsel Robert Mueller testified for 6 hours in front of two different congressional committees. It was a marathon.
For 2 years, his investigation into Trump, Russia, and election meddling have consumed the nation and its news. And when he finally released his 450-page report, many thought it would shake America to its core. The only issue was, it was 450 pages too long. And because it didn't contain any boy wizards, no one wanted to read it. In fact, this is true. Polls show that only 7% of Americans have read the entire report. Yes, and the other 93% were like, "I'll just wait for the movie." Well, today the movie came out, because today Robert Mueller testified live on Capitol Hill.
The president has repeatedly claimed that your report found there was no obstruction and that it completely and totally exonerated him. But that is not what your report said, is it?
Correct. It is not what the report said.
And what about total exoneration? Did you actually totally exonerate the president?
No.
Now, in fact, your report expressly states that it does not exonerate the president.
It does.
Under Department of Justice policy, the president could be prosecuted for obstruction of justice crimes after he leaves office, is correct?
True.
Can you explain in plain terms what that finding means so the American people can understand it?
Well, the finding indicates that the president was not... that the president was not exculpated for the acts that he allegedly committed. Could you repeat that, please? Can you repeat the question? Can you read the last question? I'm sorry, could you again repeat the question? Again, can you repeat the question? That went a little fast for me.
I'll talk slowly. I'm said that I talk fast. I will talk slowly. Your report states that your investigative team included 19 lawyers and approximately 40 FBI agents and analysts and accountants. Are those numbers accurate?
Could you repeat that, please?
Is it also true that you issued over 2,800 subpoenas, executed nearly 500 search warrants, obtained more than 230 orders for communication records and 50 pen registers?
That went a little fast for me.
Was there sufficient evidence to convict President Trump or anyone else with obstruction of justice?
We did not make that calculation.
How could you not have made the calculation
because
with the regulation?
The OLC opinion, Office of Legal Counsel, indicates that we cannot indict a sitting president. So one of the tools that a prosecutor would use is not there.
Could you charge the president with a crime after he left office?
Yes.
You believe that he committed, you could charge the president of the United States with obstruction of justice after he left office?
Yes.
Donald Trump, one, committed an obstructive act. Two, connected to an official proceeding. Three, did so with corrupt intent. Those are the elements of obstruction of justice. This is the United States of America. No one is above the law. No one. The president must be held accountable one way or the other.
Now let me just say, if I might, I don't subscribe necessarily to your the way you analyze that. I'm not saying it's out of the ballpark, but I'm not supportive of that analytical charge.
Thank you.
An unsuccessful attempt to obstruct justice is still a crime. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Does that mean you have to investigate all of his conduct to ascertain true motive?
No.
President Trump directed White House counsel Don McGahn to fire you. Isn't that correct?
True.
On page 77 of volume 2, your report also stated, quote, in addition, some witnesses said that Trump privately sought information about future WikiLeaks releases, end quote. Is that correct?
Correct.
The president engaged in efforts, and I quote, to encourage witnesses not to cooperate with the investigation. Is that right?
That's correct.
Didn't the president say, quote, and this is on page 116, if he doesn't write a letter, then maybe I'll have to get rid of him, end quote.
Yes.
WikiLeaks. I love WikiLeaks. Donald Trump, October 10th, 2016. This WikiLeaks stuff is unbelievable. Boy, I love reading those WikiLeaks. Donald Trump, November 4th, 2016. Do any of those quotes disturb you, Mr. Director?
I'm not certain I would say.
How do you react to that?
Well, it's probably problematic is an understatement in terms of what it displays in terms of giving some, I don't know, hope or some boost to what is and should be illegal activity.
In your investigation, did you think that this was a single attempt by the Russians to get involved in our election, or did you find evidence to suggest they'll try to do this again?
No, it wasn't a single attempt. They're doing it as we sit here.
Did your investigation find that the Russian government perceived it would benefit from one of the candidates winning?
Yes.
And which candidate would that be?
Well, it would be Trump.
And my concern is, have we established a new normal from this past campaign that is going to apply to future campaigns so that if any one of us running for the U.S. House, any candidate for the U.S. Senate, any candidate for the presidency of the United States, aware that a hostile foreign power is trying to influence an election, has no duty to report that to the FBI or other authorities?
Well, I hope.
Go ahead.
I hope this is not the new normal, but I fear it is.
From your testimony today, I gather that you believe that knowingly accepting foreign assistance during a presidential campaign is an unethical thing to do.
And a crime. Circumstances, yes.
And to the degree.
And a crime given certain circumstances.
When you talk about the president's pattern of conduct, that would include the 10 possible acts of obstruction that you investigated, correct?
I direct you to the report for how that is characterized.
Did McCann do what the president asked?
I refer you to the report. Again, I send you the report for where that is stated. I refer you to the report. I direct you again to the report. I refer to the report on that episode. Refer you to the report if I could. I'd send you back to the report.
Page 78 of volume 2 of the report says, and I quote, when Sessions told the president that a special counsel had been appointed, the president slumped back in his chair and said, oh my God, this is terrible. This is the end of my presidency. I'm
what? On Saturday, June 17th, 2017, the president called McGahn and told him to have the special counsel removed. That evening, McGahn called both Priebus and Bannon and told them that he intended to resign. Priebus recalled that McGahn said that the president had asked him to, quote, do crazy.
Did the president refuse the request to be interviewed by you and your team?
Yes.
Yes. And is it true that you tried for more than a year to secure an interview with the president?
Yes.
But the president still refused to sit for an interview by you or your team?
True. True.
I would have loved to sit for an interview, but I came down with a tragic case of mouth spurs.
I've been in this business for almost 25 years, and in those 25 years, I have not had occasion once to ask somebody about their political affiliation. It is not done. What I care about is the capability of the individual to do the job and do the job quickly and seriously and with integrity.
When Donald Trump called your investigation a witch hunt, that was also false, was it not?
I'd like to think so, yes.
Well, your investigation is not a witch hunt, is it?
It is not a witch hunt.
Not a witch hunt. Oh, and I'm being told we have some footage of the president's response.
I'm melting! Melting!
Trump almost certainly was watching the hearings because before they even started, he predictably lost his mind on Twitter. Again, all of these are just from this morning.
So Democrats and others can illegally fabricate a crime, try pinning it on a very innocent president, and when he fights back against this illegal treasonous attack on our country, they call it obstruction. Wrong. Why didn't Robert Mueller investigate the investigators?
Why didn't Robert Mueller and his band of 18 angry Democrats spend any time investigating crooked Hillary Clinton, lying and leaking James Comey, Lisa Page and her psycho lover, Peter Strzok, Andy McCabe, the beautiful Orr family, Fusion GPS, and many more, including himself and Andrew W. So why didn't the highly conflicted Robert Mueller investigate how and why crooked Hillary Clinton deleted and acid washed 33,000 emails immediately after getting a subpoena from the United States Congress? She must have great lawyers.
No collusion, no obstruction.
The greatest witch hunt in U.S. history by far.
Dear God, his tweets would make more sense if they were scribbled on paper and faxed to a newspaper under the Zodiac symbol.
Mueller had no material to work with, and he did a horrible job.
He had no material except for the hoax report, which completely exonerates me based on a total witch hunt, which found no collusion. Witch hoax.
This was one of the worst performances in the history of our country.
Were you ever fired, Mr. Mueller?
Aha! What a brilliant legal strategy. Your Honor, there's been a lot of talk in this courtroom today about attempted murder. But I asked the victim, have you ever been murdered? No, the defense rests.
Russia interfered in the election to help Trump. Trump welcomed and encouraged that help, and then he almost certainly committed crimes to obstruct the investigation of that help. But Trump has repeatedly insisted falsely, without offering any details, that Article 2 of the Constitution, which is about the executive branch, gives him the power to fire Mueller and do whatever he wants. He's repeated that argument over and over, including during a rambling speech yesterday.
Article 2 allows me to do whatever I want. Article 2 would have allowed me to fire him.
Nobody ever mentions Article 2. It gives me all of these rights at a level that nobody has ever seen before. We don't even talk about Article 2.
Then I have an Article 2 where I have the right to do whatever I want as president, but I don't even talk about that.
First, I have an Article 2 is such a New York way of saying it. It's not jaywalking when I do it because I got an Article 2 right here, buddy. Stop your honking. Also, I like how he says, I don't talk about that, even though he constantly talks about that. He's like a grandparent who won't stop talking about how you won't call. I never hear from you, not a phone call, not an email, not even a card. But still, I don't complain. Also, Article 2 does not give you the right to do whatever you want.
The president very clearly obstructed the investigation of his campaign ties to Russia. And think about that. FBI is looking into evidence that the Russians got involved in our presidential election, and our president personally tried to stop that investigation. He tried to fire the guy running the investigation. His own White House lawyer, Don McGahn, testified to that. The only reason that didn't happen is the only reason he didn't fire the special counsel is because Don McGahn refused to do it. He said he was being asked by the president to do crazy. Those were his words. And on top of that, the president, both personally and through his people, tried to tamper with witnesses and lied about it. He did these things. He welcomed Russian interference in our election and tried to get the people who knew about it to shut up. And our Republican representatives in Congress, they know he did. They know the president of the United States tried to stop this investigation. They just don't care. All they care about is how they'll be received on Fox News.
Republicans and President Trump are declaring victory and calling on Congress to move on. But House Democrats are trying to figure out where to go from here.
Welcome to CBS Sports. I'm Larry Boberry.
And I'm Gary Nananatofoferry.
Well, the Mueller Bowl just ended, and it was a total victory for Team Trump.
Actually, Larry, referee Mueller was clear. Not a total victory.
What does the ref know? He did not look good out there. Point is, the game is officially over.
No, it's not over. Coach Trump could still be arrested postseason.
The whole thing's a witch punt.
I don't think so. Coach Trump attempted to fire the ref at least 10 times.
But in the end, he was still the ref. No harm, no foul. Next thing you know, they'll say it's a crime to attempt murder.
Attempted murder is a crime.
News to me. For all of us at CBS Sports,
boom goes the democracy.
When I dropped the mic, it hit the floor like Thor.
That's right.
You can't pick it up no more. Don't even try. Y'all know what it is. Y'all know what it was. Yeah. Y'all know what it shall be. Get smart for the start, before it get dark, before they hit you with the pitchfork. Better crip walk, crip this walk. Is real talk. Smoke, push, ambush, then we peel off. Still rolling with the wheels off. Always looking out for the crisscross. I'm a bigger boss than Rick Ross. Always winning, get lost. It's the warlord, bring the voodoo. When I bail through, it's crazy like Bellevue. What they tell you, leave that boy alone, like Home Alone. Yeah. Cause Skull and Bone, arrest the president. You got the evidence, that is Russian intelligence. Okay. When it rains, it pours. Did you know the new white was orange? Boy, you're showing your horns. They trying to replace my halo with thorns. You so basic with your vape stick. Let's go, apes, in the Matrix. Arrest the president. Arrest the president. Arrest the president. You got the evidence. Arrest the president. Arrest the president. Arrest the president. You got the evidence. I took back my ice in all black tonight. That's right, some gotta sacrifice. Not a criminal.
No.
I'm a Seminole.
Yeah.
I was free once. Now I'm clinical. You so technical. This was Mexico. Now everywhere I go is owned by Texaco. Them and the rest
Hell
of you.
Yeah.
I turn a fruit into a vegetable. I'ma roll with the aliens. Man, these homo sapiens. They don't really wanna make friends. All they want is a Mercedes Benz. All they want is they dividends and decibels. These citizens, they'll treat us like hooligans. Throw him in, they don't care what school he in. These people don't play fair. It ain't even fair at the state fair. Give a young gray hair. That's why I'm here. Make your ass lay there. Punk, you better stay there. Close your eyes like it's daycare. Make myself clearer than Shakespeare. I'm here to take money, even fake hair. So desperate is what I'm left with. For the record, you affected. Who you elected is so septic, so full of shit. I can't accept it. Arrest the president. Arrest the president. Arrest the president. You got the evidence. Arrest the president. Arrest the president. Arrest the president. You got the evidence. Arrest the president. Arrest the president. Arrest the president. You got the evidence. Arrest the president. Arrest the president. Arrest the president. You got the evidence. I reside on the west side.
West side.
I murder with my third eye.
Third eye.
So fly, get a bird's eye. I make them scream bloody murder. Let's meet at the White House. Run in and turn the lights out. Man, they treat it like a trap house.
Yeah.
These motherfuckers never take the trash out.
Damn.
They just cash out and mash out. Nigga, take your drugs and pass out. Love to go that fast route. I see you when you're black, get out. Homie, you play too much.
Yeah.
Why these devils, they doing way too much.
Watch.
Most of them won't say too much. Why they steady planning, God knows what.
Knows what.
That's why I roll with the real ones. Real ones, trying to reach millions. Real ones, trying to make billions. Real ones, dressed like civilians.
Arrest Arrest the president. Arrest the president. Arrest the president. You got the evidence. Arrest the president. Arrest the president. Arrest the president. You got the evidence.
The investigation established that the Russian government perceived it would benefit from a Trump presidency and worked to secure that outcome, and that the campaign expected it would benefit electorally. The president slumped back in his chair and said, "Oh my God, this is terrible. This is the end of my presidency. I'm..."
Thanks for the song this week from
Randy Rainbow Cube
and
Golden Earring.
And thanks also to
Sarah Sanders, Rod Serling, Rudy Giuliani,
Wolf
Blitzer,
the
Robert Mueller, Stephen Colbert, Trevor Noah, Gerald Nadler, Ted Liu, Elizabeth Warren, Seth Myers,
and Jimmy
Kimmel.
The preceding show was recorded at Wave Farms WGXC in the Hudson Valley in New York State.